targeted projects that are located in communities, towns and villages, and they benefit the temporary protection or the international protection applicant, but also the communities themselves, and it develops facilities around the area. And I'd ask any organisation and any community group to start looking out for the deadlines. The applications for the deadline one is on the 10th of May, application deadline two is the 14th of July, and application deadline three is on the 30th of November. And it's essential that these projects commence immediately following the the funding. But again, this is good news. This is something that I would have fought for within government, because 50 million came the last time on some areas in Sligo and Leitrim and South Donegal and North of Cavan and further afield. Many communities got assistance that they deserve, because they have stepped up to the plate in providing protection and assistance for the vast number of Ukrainian refugees and others.
And what kind of projects can expect to benefit from this funding?
I would say a lot of projects. You have development, enhancement, refurbishment of community and cultural facilities, including play areas, walkways, parks, community centre, gardens, allotments, recreation areas. Also development of local club and sports facilities, which are open for use. And also you can change changing rooms, toilets, digital aid, such as score information boards. And also the schools, which are open for use by the community after hours, and also the purchase of equipment for local clubs, festivals, community events and organisations. The list is endless, and really it's funding that's very, very necessary, but it's funding that doesn't have too many criteria attached to them, and it's for communities that are hosting Ukrainian refugees, and it's a sign that the Community Enhancement Fund, it helps be recognised by government the great work that's been done across those communities.